thoughts or
attitude towards a commissioner.
Well, there were several of them. They, I almost forget their name. I know Mr.
There was
Fraser.
Mr.
Started out with
Bennett.
Bennett was the first.
Started with a name. Started with
Manny.
Manny. And there was Fraser.
Fraser was the last.
And Mr. Bolton.
Right.
Bolton was the last.
Bolton was the last.
Yeah, that's right.
Bolton had. Bolton was the municipal treasurer. And Mr. Fraser had been Reeve. Bennett was. Bennett and Manny were both in Vancouver. I don't know what quality, what qualifications they had.
Well, Manny had a qualification. He was a prominent conservative at the time the government was
so
conservative.
So was Bennett. Or Bennett was a liberal. I don't know which
no,
one.
No, Bennett
was
a conservative. Then the government changed.
Then the government changed. Mr. Government. Fraser was a liberal. That's
and
right.
He came yeah. in. Yeah.
So.
Burnaby South High School was called Hugh M. Fraser High School for a while.
Yes. For 1 year, Burnaby South was called Hugh M. Fraser. Now that's after I left. It was 39, I think. Mm-hmm. And they yes, that's right.
And the school board came in and changed it back to South Burnaby.
That's right. The Brown building itself is the original one. I taught in that one. I went there as a student. The one that's right on Kingsway was the new South.
Mm.
And when it first was completed, in I think 38, I had never been in it because I left then for Spurling, that's right. And they called it Hugh M. Fraser for 1 year. But then, of course, the school board changed. No, we weren't. We didn't have a school board. Well, it must have been
probably
more than 1 year, Jack.
Must have been more than 1 year.
Yes, it was. It was until the school board came in again.
Yes, Hugh M.
The school board came in and Hugh M. Fraser went out the door and it was back to Burnaby South. And that's that. So, almost like New Westminster was Lester Pearson for some time, and then Lester, then it's no longer Lester Pearson, it's New Westminster. That's right. The commissioner, though, didn't have much to do. We had little or nothing to do with him, unless we were, there was a couple of times I was on a committee of teachers to speak about salaries.
That's all we ever spoke about.
That's all we ever talked, sure. There was nothing else.
Mm-hmm. What type of relationship was it? Was it an ambivalent type? Or?
Well, he was a dictator.
That's right.
That's what he was there for.
He made his decisions, yeah, and that was all there was to do.
He decided, and that was it. And you had nothing to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't ask us our opinions.
No, he asked Seeger.
Yes, that's right. But he didn't ask the teachers. And there was only one teachers group in those days.
That's right.
For the Burnaby Teachers Association, principals and teachers were all in together. Of course, there weren't that many teachers, Jack. Would there be 100?
About that. Not many more.
About 100.
We could meet fairly well in a large classes.
Yes. We could meet in St. Albans Hall, which we
easily.
Did quite often.
Easily.
Across from Edmonds. And, yes, I remember we met there, and that's when we were told that
we could
reapply for the job. And we had a form that we had to fill in. This is a little personal one. I remember my salary was, I thought, cut too much. I believe the only report we had was in the newspaper. $1,800 was 7%. $1,801 was 10. I got $1,800. So they cut me 10.
Oh.
So I immediately naturally howled. And Mr. Fennell was the president of our group at the time.
Yeah.
Mr. Fennell said, that's obviously a mistake. And he said, sign it and I'll write across it, subject to alteration. Well, do you know something? The next thing I knew, I was really fired. Literally fired, because I had not accepted the terms of the school board up to that certain time. There were three of us. And we were actually let go. So I remember going to the inspector of school, Mr. Daniel at the time. And he said, I'll see what I can do for you. And a few days later, I got my formal appointment.
At the lower rate.
At the lower rate. But if you recall, Jack, it was several weeks before you people got yours because they were going to shift everybody all over the place.
That's right.
They were going to put the principal of Burnaby South at Burnaby North and everything like this. So for a very short time, and it doesn't mean anything, but for a short time, there were three of us. There were the whole staff in Burnaby. And when I start, years later, when I started to talk about the number of years of experience, technically, I really said I had one more year than I did have, because I had one, I was fired, I was started again. Now, whatever sense that makes, I don't know. But this is the kind of thing that went on, and there was, you couldn't do anything about it.
No.
Because you see, if you got up and on your high horse and wrote letters and started to yell, then you were really let go, and that was it. Mm-hmm. And you had no recourse.
No appeal.
No appeal whatsoever.
So you meant, to a certain extent, you had to silently accept the situation.
All you could do.
Yeah, you had to accept it. Yeah.
What the rest of the community, what do you think their attitude was to the commissioner? They're not, perhaps they're not meeting with him and dealing with him in the same sense.
I don't think they paid too much attention to it.
They were too worried about their own jobs.
Such things as their houses being taken over by the municipality for no payment of taxes for 3 years. They carried on quite a campaign and got that kind of a moratorium on that, so they didn't lose their houses.
They meaning what some of the unemployed were organized.
Well, it didn't have to be unemployed. I mean, the people that were working had a tough time, too.
Right. $50 a month, some of them were getting.
Right.
And don't forget, there was no unemployment insurance. There was no little or no welfare as such.
It was called relief, but it's only intended to bide you over until you can get back to work. It wasn't a question of being a way of living as it is today.
This is more than just Burnaby, but there was a, I think it'd be about 36, 37. There, a lot of the unemployed in BC met in Vancouver and paraded and so on. There were some pretty riotous affairs. And somehow or other, the city of Vancouver was able to get the CPR to take these men over to Victoria. The legislature was in session. Now, I was in Victoria, marking papers, Stuart Burton, Eric Kelly. And we saw these fellows going to the Parliament buildings, etc., etc. The government of the day had a very neat way of straightening all this out. They made it sound good, but in effect what they did, they split them all up and sent them all over BC and put them into
work camps.
Now the idea wasn't a bad one, but you see the point was, if the men didn't do this, then they got nothing. So they sent, these were single unemployed, and they sent them all over British Columbia, and they did work on some of the roads. But you see, rather than having 10,000 in Victoria or Vancouver, they had 50 here and 20 there and 30 some other place. Well, those men, not all of them, but a large number of them, those fellows became the first volunteers in 1939 for the Seaforth Highlanders of Vancouver. Mm-hmm. After all, they could get free meals, and they got some
clothing and
they got something. So that's where a lot of those fellows came from.